Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Toronto, they go the length of the court, Ruffin tips it away, and no! Not possible! Not possible!
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the man, the Taco Man, of course. We'll be grilling the sports world for the next hour here. Live phone lines around the planet. You can join me if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And of course, you can join me on the guilt-free text line if you'd like as well. The address is 415, or the number 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, the 2017 World Series, the Astros and the Dodgers. That's what we sort of predicted all along, right? The Astros were the best team, no doubt about that, on the other side of the planet. The Dodgers were the best team on this side of the planet. Of course, we're talking about Houston and the Dodgers hooking it up for the World Championship of Baseball. Can't get much better than that, except maybe if the Yankees and the Dodgers would go at it. But that didn't happen. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the Taco Man Show, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the city by the bay, it's Taco Man Radio.
Radio. Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
Out of the book Law and Vengeance, you'll see a segue. You're going to see the next book that's called Law and Addiction. And what it has to do with is that the pharmaceutical industry, specifically the manufacturers of opioids, OxyContin, the distributors primarily. We're working with a county that was 100,000 people in the county. The opioid distributors put 3 million opioids in that county over a period of about 4 months. So that gives you a sense of how bad the problem is. And when that book hits, it's going to embarrass a lot of people. It's going to make a lot of people very angry. But it's put into a fiction as well. It's called Law and Addiction.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
DK Hernandez. Bases full of Dodgers with one away. That's a drive into right center field. Hernandez sends one deep, and that ball is gone! It's a grand slam! Kike Hernandez! Line shot, and it is caught, and the ball game is over, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the pennant. The Dodgers are headed to the World Series for the first time in 29 years.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
29 years since the Dodgers were in the World Series? I mean, God. I mean, Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, are you going back that far? Damn near. 29 years? Holy cow, that's 3 decades. 3 decades in L.A. has not been in the World Series. Of course, Los Angeles is in the National League. The Houston Astros, they were in the National League as well until 2013. They moved over to the American League, and of course, they represent the American League. And of course, the Dodgers won the best of five series today, 3-2 over. You got to give the Dodgers props because the Dodgers are just, how can I put this? I think they're the team of destiny. I just think they are. We talked about this a long time ago, that Clayton Kershaw was going to be able to rest and that the rest of the team would come around and they would mold and they would gel together and they would bring us a National League championship. I mean, that was a pretty easy bet, I thought, that they were going to win the National League championship. I just thought it was an easy bet. Anyway, the Dodgers and the Astros, much predicted World Series. Of course, it starts on Tuesday, October 24th, 8:09 p.m. Eastern Time. 8:09 p.m. Eastern Time. 5 o'clock out here on the West Coast. Houston and Los Angeles. It'll be on Fox TV. Interesting. Fox TV. The Dodgers are going to have the home field advantage here, 4-3. It'll be the first game, Houston and Dodgers. That's going to be the 24th. Wednesday, the second game, the 25th, same time, 8:09 p.m. Chavez Ravine on Fox TV. And Friday night, they skip a night. Thursday is an off night. They go to the 27th, 8:09 p.m. Eastern time again. The Dodgers at Houston in Texas. And yes, Texas has recovered a bit from that storm. I mean, here they're able to put on a big, big sporting event and things like that. And, a month and a half or 2 months ago, they were underwater, like 4 feet of water. So like the water Puerto Rico's under right now. You know what I'm saying, right? 19% of the island had power and water as of yesterday. Today it was 12%. That's how good things are going over there in Puerto Rico. And the president, he gave himself a 10 out of a 10, a 10-plus score. I kid you not. This guy's got more balls than I'm just blown away by it. Anyway, Dodgers in Houston, it's going to be Friday night. Saturday is going to be the 28th. Of course, same time. All these games are going on at night. And I'm against that. I like a day game once in a while. Why not? Anyway, Sunday night, it'll be game 5, 8:16 p.m. Eastern time. Dodgers at Houston. Be on Fox as well. All on Fox. Fox has snatched this stuff up. And Tuesday night, if it needs a game 6, it'll be Halloween night, 8:09 p.m. Eastern time. Houston at the Dodgers. And game 7, I can't believe it. Baseball in November. That's right. If there's a game 7 in the World Series this year, it'll be at Los Angeles, Houston playing at Los Angeles. It'll be on Fox TV, and it'll be Game 7 on November the 1st, 2017. I think you're pushing the baseball season just a bit too long. I think you push the NBA season a bit too long. I think that you push a National Hockey League. I'm surprised you even put hockey on the ice. I mean, I'm supposed to do hockey scores later. My producer wants me to do hockey scores. Nobody gives a spit about hockey out here. I mean, the masses just don't care about it. It's almost like a niche type of sport, much like boxing has become. Boxing, you know, it's a niche sport. It's not a mainstream sport anymore. Hockey's not a mainstream sport. I mean, for a few people, a couple of times here in the Stanley Cup playoffs, hockey gets headlines. Outside of that, hockey's in the back. Hockey just doesn't matter, man. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line. If you're drunk tonight, got a heat on, don't want to call the Taco Man, act like a fool. Hey, Taco Man, I've had too much to drink. You can text me. Hit me up on the guilt-free Johnny Taco text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I want to mention this before I go back to baseball, that I was the MC at a boxing event tonight in San Francisco, California, at the Fame Armory Event Center. That's on 15th and Mission here in the city by the bay. And it was a lovely event. There's no doubt about it. Probably about 2,000 people in the house. Promoter Brian MacGyver of Humboldt Promotions, his first card. I think it was a success as far as the fights were concerned, as far as the gates concerned. That remains to be seen. I think he broke even or made a couple of bucks. But the bottom line is we had a good night of boxing tonight. Kareem Mayfield beat Miguel Dumas in a 10-round, taking it back, a 6-round main event. But I do want to mention this, that when they played the national anthem, I took a knee. I was a ring announcer in the center of the ring, and I took a knee. You know, and I'm a former policeman, so I'm not being unpatriotic. All I'm trying to say is that there's police violence against people in this country that goes unnoticed and goes unabated and goes like, I mean, how about that guy they found him innocent. He shot the guy in the back 5 times running away from him. You shot a guy in the back 5 times running away from him. He posed no threat to you, and you were not guilty of any crime? That's got to be wrong. Anyway, enough of that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7527. And I want to mention this. Whoever that town was, they talked about during the news there that has 100,000 people and that 3 million Vicodins were dumped on them in 4 months. That's a lot of Vicodins. Good Lord. Those people are taking a lot of Vicodins, like the people in Colorado smoking up all that weed. Holy cow. $100 million of weed every month has been sold in Colorado for the last like 10 or 11 months. So I guess the weed business is a success in the city of Denver. No doubt about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, we'll talk about the odds as far as the World Series are concerned. I would have to pick the Dodgers. I mean, I just would have to. This is the Dodger year of destiny. This is it. After 29 years, they're going to bring that world championship back to Chavez Ravine. They just are. I mean, it's almost a foregone conclusion. I know Houston's a great team. Houston's got some fantastic players, got a good management. I mean, their coaching's well. I mean, they're just a solid baseball team. They wouldn't be in the American League. They wouldn't have won the American League championship had they not been a superior baseball team, okay? But when you match them up against the Dodgers, I just don't think there is a I'm not trying to say they're going to roll over the Houston Astros 4-0. I'm just trying to tell you that the Dodgers will win the 2017 World Series. There's no doubt in my mind. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line is hot. It's happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Next up, I'm talking National Football League, baby. And you know, we don't bet the spread anymore. No, no, we've grown up. You know why? We made money betting the spread last year. Therefore, we got a little bit of money in our hand, so we're betting the money line. Next up, the money line and Johnny Taco right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Sports Radio.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out. Okay? Can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Seen the opponents attempt 18 field goals, most in the league, as they've been able to buckle down in this part of the field, but not this time. That's Kelce reaching up into the air and pulling down the touchdown. One more time to decide it. Carl runs. And it is back for the touchdown! Crabtree!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Good old Fred Dreyer there. He did that TV show, remember, Hunter? I mean, he was cool. He was cool doing his TV thing. Of course, big dive, about 6'7", 6'8". Had a couple of sacks in a National Football League game. Of course, he's like in the record books for having safeties, a couple of safeties in the same quarter. I think he was playing for the Rams. Good guy to be around. And he knew how to treat women. You know what I'm trying to say? He knew how to treat women. Bottom line is, he was a ladies' man, no doubt about it. About 40 minutes past there, I'll switch gears. We'll talk a little mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling. And of all places tonight, Poland. That's right, Poland. I kid you not. Poland, we're rocking in Poland. Now, the NFL. You know I'm hot and heavy now on the money line. You know I'm betting the money line. And when I bet the money line, the reason why I did that is because, you know, this point spread thing, it was just too. I mean, I was beating the spread, but it was anxiety. All this anxiety during the games and this and that. I mean, me and Zach were like, you know, on pins and needles. He's in L.A. I'm in San Francisco. We're on the phone. We're Skyping back and forth. We're betting these games. We're going crazy, and it was all the point spread. The point spread was driving us up the wall. Yeah, we were beating it, but it was like, I mean, we were studying games and analyzations and, you know, I mean, just like taking it in the bathroom with you. I mean, everywhere we went, we were studying lines and this kind of stuff and who was out and who was hurt and who wasn't, that kind of good stuff. Anyway, enough of that. We still study the injuries. But more importantly, I've concentrated on the money line this year. And the reason why I've concentrated on the money line, as I said, the point spread. You know, I'll tell you what Sid Tanner once told me. Sid Tanner was the late great bookmaker out of the city of Sacramento, California, which is California's state capital. And he was like the number one bookie up there for years. In fact, you see Uncle Sid going to jail on occasion. You know, the cops would come and get him and they drag him away. And he was a nice little Jewish man. He was about 5'8", 5'9". You know, he wasn't athletically built or anything like that. They took him to jail. It was sort of like taking my uncle to jail. But they took Uncle Sid to jail a couple of times. But Sid told me, he said, son, he said, he was a bookmaker. He's a bookie. So he said to me, son, he says, you know, if you've got anybody who wants to bet the NFL, I'll take all the NFL action you want. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, I will take all the NFL action you can give me. I will take it all and give you a percentage back. I said, why would you do that, Uncle Sid? He goes, because nobody beats the NFL week in and week out as far as the spreads are concerned. Of course, Zach and I, maybe the exception to the rule on that one, along with Dominic Kamenis to an extent. But now, I'm not sweating that point spread anymore. I just lay the money down, and sometimes, you know, you have to lay a little bit more than you want to, but when you lay the money down and you know that your team's going to win, you don't have to worry about 5.5 points, 7 points. You have to worry about a field goal. You have to worry about all that crazy stuff. If your team wins, your team wins. If they win by a point, they win by 100 points, you win, no doubt about that. Now, as we go into the money line, baby, of course, for Saturday, take that back, Sunday, October 22nd, as far as the football scores are concerned. Man, we're going to rock. We're going to roll. Got to. 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. That means, 1 p.m. Eastern time out there on the East Coast. Tennessee at Cleveland. Tennessee, a 5.5 point a favorite there, but they're a minus 250 on the money line. So if you want to bet $250 on the Tennessee here, you're going to get back $350 if they win. If you wanted to go the other way around and bet $100 on Cleveland on the money line, you can get back $350. That's the way that works. Jacksonville is minus 3 over Indianapolis, excuse me. And, of course, the money line is minus 167. Jacksonville, good luck on that one. Anyway, Minnesota, minus 4.5. And, of course, they are playing Baltimore. I look at this game, not with a whole lot of excitement or anticipation, because neither of these teams really make it for me. Anyway, Minnesota minus 225 on the money line, minus 4.5 on the point spread. Under and over, it looks like it'll be 38.5 points. Miami is going to play the Jets. The Jets are coming down to Miami. Of course, Miami is at home, means they're usually a favorite. They are over the hapless Jets, minus 3 on the point spread, minus 170 on the money line. I sort of like that one right there. I don't like putting a whole lot of money up to get money. In other words, I don't like betting, you know, 4 and 5 to 1. But if I can bet 2 to 1 here, and that's what essentially is, this one minus 170 is essentially a 2 to 1 bet. I think I like that one. So I like that Miami game. Got to like Miami. There's no doubt about that. Now, when I look at some of the other games, of course, Tampa Bay at Buffalo. Buffalo's minus 3. Money line minus 155. Pretty good bet there. I think Buffalo at home. I like Buffalo at home, although Tampa Bay has done some good things this year. Of course, the Carolina Panthers are going to take on, of course, the Chicago Bears in Chicago. Carolina's a minus 150 money line favorite. Over and under is 41 points, and Carolina's a minus 3-point favorite. New Orleans at Green Bay. Green Bay, wow. Green Bay is not favored, and they're at home. It ain't the same. It ain't the same at Lambeau Field anymore. It still snows. It still gets cold. People still dress up like cheese for some reason. But guess what? The team, it ain't the team of Brett Favre. It's not. Anyway, look at this. New Orleans minus 200. Interesting. New Orleans minus 200. New Orleans minus 4 on the point spread. Over under 47.5 points. They expect a lot of points in that game, mostly by New Orleans. I'm kidding you. Green Bay's got a decent team. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you can never, like, say Aaron Rodgers is not in the game. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks, probably, if not in the past 25 years in the history of the game. He's really, I think he's a polished quarterback. He stays in that pocket. He's poised. He knows what's happening. He knows the game of football. And guess what? He's got some fine girlfriends as well. I mean, fine girlfriends. And whether he's injured or not, you know, he's still the man there. There's no doubt about it. He's still the man. But that's why I think they are the underdogs that they are. Arizona and the L.A. Rams. The Rams are -150 favorites on the money line. 45.5, the over, the under, and Rams are 3 points on the point spread. Big deal. Dallas Cowboys. They're playing the hapless San Francisco 49ers. Here's the bet, baby. Here is the bet. The bet of the week. Dallas Cowboys, the money line, bet it over the 49ers. Bet the Dallas Cowboys over the 49ers. Bet the 295. In other words, you bet 295 or $300, you're going to walk away with $100 more. And you know what? That's almost a cinch domino, because I don't think the 49ers got it in them to win any. The 49ers are just not a good team. Okay, they're not coached well. They're not run well. The administration behind the team, they pissed everybody off in San Francisco, so we wish them the absolute worst of luck down there in Santa Clara. And guess what? They're having bad luck as I speak. But the 49ers, a hapless team. One time, just a couple years ago, Colin Kaepernick had him like on the 5-yard line, almost ready to win the Super Bowl. And what did he do? He called an audible. I kid you not. Colin Kaepernick called an audible. If you want to bounce Colin Kaepernick out of the league and not let him play, do it for that. Do it for the fact that he called an audible with first and goal or second and goal. Get on him for that, okay? Don't get on him for taking a knee, because he's just trying to say, you know what, police brutality in this country is not cool. That's all he's trying to say. He's not trying to knock the flag. I wasn't trying to knock the flag tonight. Nobody's trying to knock the flag. All we're trying to do is get people to wake up and pay attention to the fact that people are dying at the hands of police. And you know what? I'm a former policeman. You didn't know that maybe, but I spent eight plus years with the San Francisco Police Department. Okay, worked plain clothes, did a lot of crazy stuff for them, okay? You know, I mean, I'm pro-police, but I'm also pro-human life. And you can't shoot people in the back and get away with it, as have some cops of late. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, Big Ben, -235 on the money line. Big Ben, baby, over and under 40.5. Pittsburgh's a 5.5-point favorite, no doubt about that. Pittsburgh looking good over Cincinnati, the hapless Cincinnati Bengals. A lot of hapless teams in the NFL right now. Seattle at the Giants. What's happening with the Giants, man? I mean, the Giants, people were thinking good things about the Giants about six weeks ago. Maybe the Giants can win a few games. Maybe the Giants can be respectable. Giants look like they're going to get beat tomorrow. -190 on the money line, and they are over and under 40.5 points. Denver is I take it back. Where are we at? Let me go back here. Yes, Seattle, -190 on the money line, over under 39.5. Seattle, 3.5-point favorite as well over the New York Giants at New York. New York teams can't win it even at home. Denver at the L.A. Chargers. I find it hard to say that. I think they're a big fake. I think they're like, nobody's going to go see him. I think that L.A. Charger thing is going to be a bust. I think it's going to be a bust. Watch. I'm just saying that now. The Taco Man's throwing it out there. The Rams will succeed. The Chargers won't. In fact, they should take their hapless, silly, sad ass back to San Diego where they belong. Because they're not an L.A. type of team, man. They're not. They're not the number two market in the country. San Diego, they deserve the San Diego Chargers. L.A., good Lord. You got two teams in town. You didn't have any teams at one point in time. The Raiders, everybody thought the Raiders' natural move was going to be to L.A., of course, back to L.A., but the Raiders picked up on that $100 billion stadium they're going to build for them, whatever it's going to cost down there. Man, all kinds of money. I'm talking about Las Vegas, straight up, Vegas and the Raiders. That's what's happening, baby. I told you about that a long time ago. Everybody said, Pedro Taco Man, you'll never get a major league team as far as basketball, football, or baseball in Las Vegas. It just won't happen. There's too much involved in gambling in this thing. Well, guess what? The NFL's coming to town. The Oakland Raiders, after next season, will become the Las Vegas Raiders. So Denver at the Chargers, as I said, Denver -120, -1 on the point spread. -1 point. That's interesting. Atlanta at New England. Tom Brady, baby. Tom Brady! -170 on the money line, over and under 56.5. They think there's going to be some points. There'll be some touchdowns in this one. 56.5, I'm going to go with the under. Just as a hunch. You know, I don't like to bet over-unders, really, but I'm going to go with that as just a hunch bet there. I'm going to go with that. Maybe $100 on the under of that one. Over-under, 56.5. I don't think it'll make 56.5. New England is a 3-point favorite. Got to go with Tom Brady, baby. 3 points. I don't care. He's playing at home. 3 points. put it on Mr. Brady, minus 170 on the money line. And the final game, Monday night, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, Pacific daylight time. In fact, daylight time doesn't end until like the second week of November, I kid you not. Anyway, Washington at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a minus 220 on the money line. The over-under is 49 points, and Philadelphia is a 4.5-point favorite. Now, I'm going to go back to the bet of the day. It's got to be Dallas at San Francisco. Dallas has always won here. It's history. We very rarely beat the Dallas Cowboys in San Francisco, or the San Francisco team rarely beats the Cowboys. And the bottom line is tomorrow, run with the Cowboys. Run with the Cowboys. Minus 295 on the money line. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Open phone lines. You want to get gangster slap? Call me and say something stupid. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7570. Want to get applauded? Call me and say something smart. 1-800-878-PLAY. You are tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Sports Radio.
Amendola at the top in motion. Second and goal to the end zone. And right on the goal line, it is caught by Hogan for the touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at Anchor.fm.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The late Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, Johnny Taco Radio, of course, coming to you each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday morning. Of course, live here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, just a few blocks away from the world's most beautiful tourist spot in the entire world. I'm talking about, of course, Fisherman's Wharf. Wow. UFC rock and roll tonight in all places, Poland. That's right. UFC is, of course, a worldwide entity now. It was sold last year for $4.2 billion. That's $4,200 million, in case you don't know. I didn't know until I looked it up. Anyway, that's what the UFC was sold for. Is that what it's worth? We don't know. I mean, a lot of us sort of like think that whoever bought the UFC, that they got took. They just got took. I mean, they thought they were buying, like, you know, this sleek thing, and it turns out to be like a pink elephant because, you know, there's not too many guys that can really draw as far as the UFC is concerned anymore. And let's be honest, let's talk about last week's UFC 216 card. I mean, Tony Ferguson, and, you know, I mean, these guys are supposed to be battling out for the lightweight championship. Everybody knows that the lightweight champion, without a doubt, is Conor McGregor. So for Tony Ferguson and Kevin Lee to say they're fighting for the lightweight championship is a bit of a stretch, if not an outright fraud. Anyway, Demetrius Johnson on the card as well. He was the winner defending that world flyweight 125-pound title. Now, UFC Fight Night, of course, coming to you tonight from Poland on Fight Pass only. In case you don't have Fight Pass, you probably could have stole that on one of the international streaming sites, of course, from Europe or the UK or where else? Russia and China, Vietnam, the Philippines. All these places have these fights you can watch online for free. Now, if you're having a problem watching a fight in Vietnamese or in Tongan or some language you're not really cool with, I'm sorry, but guess what? You're not paying for it either. Anyway, Darren Till upset the cowboy Donald Cerrone tonight in the very first round, knocked him out 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the round. I guess main event Matt St. Louis is saying, damn, I didn't pick that one. He thought Cerrone was going to roll over Till, like, you know, it didn't happen that way. Donald Cerrone issued a statement afterwards. He said, wow, you know, I can't believe I got blown away by this, but man, getting knocked out, I've never been knocked out. I've been knocked around, I've been knocked down, never been knocked out. I don't know what it would be like to be knocked out, so I can't even go there as far as what knocked out being, what knocked, I just can't go there. Just can't. Don't know how to come. I mean, the closest I can ever tell you is the one time I was on the ground looking at, on the canvas, looking in Las Vegas at the Showboat Hotel, looking across the ring, and there was my police lieutenant. He was telling me to get up. What was he telling me to get up for? I had no idea until I realized I was down, and I had to get up. Anyway, Donald Cerrone, a loser tonight to Darren Till. Darren Till, of course, in his fourth fight in the UFC, a newcomer. Carolina Kay. Talk about Carolina Kowalowicz. Of course, he's the women's strawweight champion. Took out Jody Esquivel. That was unanimous, not across the board, 30-27, 30-27, and 30-26. A light heavyweight bout on the card, Jan Blachowicz. Are all these big names, like these John Jones, Brock Lesnar names, are they really making you want to watch this stuff? Didn't think so. Anyway, Jan Blachowicz defeated Devin Clark. It was a rear naked choke in the second round, 3 minutes and 2 seconds in. I look at the rest of the card, and there's nobody on there worth a spit. I mean, not that I know. I'm sorry. Wesley Wardley Alves, Salim Tuhadi, Sam Alvey. Remember Sam Alvey? Ramazan Emiev. It was a catchweight fight. Ramazan beat him at 189 pounds. All in all, you know, I guess we've got to wait for the next UFC event, November the 14th. Actually, that's not the next UFC event, but it's the next pay-per-view event. And it's probably the only pay-per-view event of the year that's still remaining that I would suggest you buy. I'm not saying that you go out and buy it. I'm saying you're compelled to go out and buy this, but I'm saying, you know, you might want to buy this because there is some intrigue on this card, no doubt about it. We've got the comebacking ex-champion, the welterweight champion, been off 4 years now. I'm talking about 25-2-1, Georges St. Pierre. Okay, then we've got Michael Bisping. He's lost like seven times as a pro. He is the world middleweight champion. St. Pierre, the former welterweight champion, 170 pounds, 185 pounds. St. Pierre's been off 4 years. He says, and you've heard him in the interviews on this show in the past, you know, I'm better than I was before, and this, you're older than you were before. You're older. You're not better. You're older. That means you're not going to be better. You might see things a little differently. I know when I got older, as far as boxing was concerned, I was able to see things I couldn't see when I was younger. But then again, I didn't have the reflexes to deal with it. So it's sort of like it's a give and a take type of thing. You know, you gain with experience, you lose with age. This is the way it is. Anyway, Michael is defending the world championship. 185 pounds against the former 175-pound champion, Georges St-Pierre. Of course, St-Pierre off 4 years, as I said. He's going to get ragdolled. There's just no other way to put this. Ragdoll. They should play the song Ragdoll by Bob, the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli. Because ragdoll means you grab a guy, and you shake him, and you shake him, and you shake him, and you his body's going all over the place. You're ragdolling him. That's what's going to happen. He's going to get ragdolled, Georges St-Pierre. And there's no doubt in my mind, I think he's bitten off way too much. I think he thinks that because Michael Bisping is a limited champion who had limited wrestling skills when they wrestled 10 to 12 years ago, he's going to be able to exploit that. Good luck, man. The guy's going to be like 25 pounds, 30 pounds bigger than you. And guess what? 30 pounds means a lot in fights. It means a lot at 8 pounds. How do I know? I moved from junior welterweight to welterweight and got spanked. I could beat good welterweights, couldn't beat great welterweights in the amateurs. Couldn't do it. I could beat the good guys, you know, like the guys were number 15, 16 in the country, put me into the top 10. Wasn't happening. Why? Too small. I was a junior welterweight fighting at welterweight. Georges St-Pierre, ragdoll, baby. Michael Bisping going to run all over you. Cody Garbrandt, the undefeated world bantamweight champion of Sacramento, California. They call him the Team Alpha Male stud, the number one stud on Team Alpha Male. No doubt about that. Undefeated. I think he's 10-0 in the UFC. He's taking on TJ Dillashaw, a former member of Team Alpha Male, of course, former out of Sacramento, California. He beat Renan Braille. That was his claim to fame, not once but twice. Then he never did a whole lot after that. TJ Dillashaw just disappointed the hell out of me. I don't know what more to say. Joanna Jay's on the card. The only one that can say her name properly is Scott Cuddy. Joanna Jezredic, put it that way. Shaking on Rose Nahumanis. Nahumanis is a good fighter, but Joanna Jay, probably the best striker in all of women's MMA outside of Chris Cyborg Santos. Chris Cyborg Santos is scary. Chris Cyborg Santos scares me. If I ever woke up next to her in bed, I don't know what I'd say except for the fact that please don't hit me. Please don't choke me. She is just an amazing athlete as far as a female athlete. Of course, she got popped on the steroids a few years ago. Says she's clean. We'll see. She's passing all her drug tests, but she's a monster. Her and Joanna Jay are probably the two best strikers in women's mixed martial arts right now. As far as Amanda Nunes, the world bantamweight champion, the girl that licked Ronda Rousey like a stamp. And yes, Amanda's gay, but Ronda's not. So licking her like a stamp didn't not that way. Anyway, Amanda Nunes, she sort of lost her luster. She did. I mean, she fought a smaller girl last time out, and she was barely able to beat her. And I think she's fighting like to win. Or not to win, but to maintain her championship instead of going out there trying to impress people. Amanda Nunes is trying to go the route, trying to go the distance, trying to go the five-minute distance. And guess what? You didn't look that good doing it, baby. And the fact that you got out of that with your title was a surprise to me. Stephen Thompson, good-looking welterweight. He's a kid on the way up, no doubt about that. Taking on the gatekeeper, Jorge Masvidal. Masvidal's one of those guys that if you don't pack your lunch, he will unpack it for you. Get me? Johnny Hendrick, former welterweight champion for a minute, I believe, taking on Paolo Borrachino. That's on the pay card. That's UFC, of course, 217 on pay-per-view. The preliminary card will be on Fox Sports. It starts at 5 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific time. That's 8 o'clock Eastern time. And the main event of the preliminary card will be James Vick and Joseph Duffy, Walt Harris and Mark Godbeer, Ian Kutubeta, and Michael, God, I'm not even going to go there. Michael Olek, just put it like that. Mickey Gall's on the card. Remember Mickey Gall? He's one that ruined CM Punk. CM Punk tried to come into the world of mixed martial arts, and Mickey Gall ragdolled him. Good Lord, he got ragdolled. Oh, man. And Mickey Gall is not considered like the greatest fighter on the planet. That's why CM Punk took him on in his MMA debut and got beat so bad. I felt sorry for CM Punk. I don't feel sorry for too many athletes, but I felt sorry for CM Punk that night, taking that ass woman like he took it. And he took it like a man. He was bold afterwards. He said he would fight again. Said outside of getting married, it was the greatest thing he ever did in his life. I don't know how many orgasms you're going to get getting beaten up like that, pal. But with a wife, I'm guaranteed you got more than a couple. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. Of course, Taco Man comes to you each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, that's Sunday morning. The rest of this card looks okay. The preliminary card will be on Fox Sports. I take it back on UFC Fight Pass. So here's we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fights on the main card for pay-per-view. Johnny Hendricks, Paolo Borrachino, Jorge Masvidal, Stephen Thompson, Joanna Jay, Rose Nahumanis, and T.J. Dillashaw, Cody Garbrandt, and Michael Bisping and George St. Pierre. That's worth me going over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, and watching this fight on the big screen over there. Of course, Ricky's in the number two ranked sports theater, sports bar, call it what you want, in all of America. Ranked number two by who else? Sports Illustrated Magazine. I kid you not. But the number two sports bar is going to rock. Of course, November the 4th, when Michael Bisping defends his title, Cody Garbrandt defends his title, and Joanna Jay defend their title. All three champions, I believe, will remain champions after that night. In fact, the next morning, George St. Pierre will be saying, I didn't want to come. Yeah, the Canadian accent. That's what he'll be mumbling through the Canadian accent. T.J. Dillashaw, retirement time, baby. I'm telling you, Cody Garbrandt is the real deal. Now, Stephen Curry got in some trouble today. Evidently, him and, put it this way, who would think the Warriors, they're supposed to be like, would they win? They won so many games. They dominated basketball. They're like the number one team in basketball, you know. But guess what? They've lost. Like, they're 1-2 now. They lost to the Memphis Grizzlies on Saturday, 111-101. What's going on with that? And as time wound down in the fourth quarter, Steph Curry was irate. He was getting out of hand. He thought the referee missed a couple fouls when he drove to the basket for a layup. And he let it be known by throwing his mouthpiece at the official, which got him thrown out of the game. So the Warriors are now 1-2 on this season. You know, Kevin Durant, you know, Draymond, you can go through the entire Warriors lineup, okay? It's probably the best lineup that's ever been put together as far as basketball is concerned. But still, I think the team did well last year. Of course, they won a world championship. Do I think they'll do it again this year? No. Why? I don't know. I don't think talent's going to be able to gel together and come together this year and make it happen. I know it's early on. They're 1-2 after three games. But the Taco Man just sees something in his local team that sometimes other people just don't see. I mean, I've been watching the Warriors since like 1969 or 1970. I saw the first world championship in 1975. I partied with them at the Holiday Inn with the then owner Frankie Muley and Coach Al Addles and Rick Barry and Jeff Mullins and Phil Smith, and I can go on and on, but the bottom line is that was in 1975. Of course, the Warriors went a long time before they won the world championship again, but now they've got two of the last three, and they're favored to win again this year, but not going to happen. Not going to happen. Why? Not that there's another team better than the Warriors. I just think the Warriors are going to fall apart mentally. I don't think they've got the mental wherewithal traveling to China, doing all this kind of, it's all great stuff. It's all good stuff, okay? But as far as basketball concentration is concerned, I just think there's too many personalities and too many egos on the team that they will not be the world champions come 2017-2018. My book, Taco Man Predicts, of course, predicted them to win the title last year, and LeBron and his team to win the title the year before. Bottom line is, I'm not wrong too often. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Sports Radio.
Now Golden State can dribble it out. There it is. Redemption for Golden State. One of the great playoff runs of all time is complete. The Warriors are NBA champions again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you get through this dragnet, it's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
800-241-2720.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-241-2720. 800-241-2720. That's 800-241-2720.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 866-270-4701. That's 866-270-4701. Again, 866-270-4701. That's 866-270-4701.
Clayton, six innings of three-hit ball. Postseason, you're going to the World Series. How's it feel?
It feels really good. It's a kind of a surreal experience for me right now, and don't have a lot of words other than it's just a special group to be a part of. And we know we got four more wins to get, but right now it feels pretty good just to be going.
You've dreamed about this since being drafted back in 06 in the top 10. Does it mean more that you pitched in this game and pitched as well as you did?
You know, I've been dreaming about this since I was in T-ball, you know, just in the backyard thinking about playing the World Series. So, no, it doesn't mean more. We're going to the World Series. I could care less if I was sitting on the bench right now or the 25th guy, but it's every single one of those guys is a special group to be a part of.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
That's your MVP, baby, of the World Series, Clayton Kershaw. I kid you not. Watch. I'm predicting the future. Clayton Kershaw, MVP, the most valuable. He's gonna be the guy who's gonna take the Dodgers right to the World Series and win the World Series. Not in the sweep. Houston's a good team. Straight up, let's talk about good teams. The world of college football. There's only one team worth talking about. Alabama. Number one ranked Alabama romped all over Tennessee today. 45-7. Yeah, Tennessee scored a touchdown. I guess that's a bit of a shock in itself. But Alabama, all by itself in the world of college football, folks, I kid you not. When you can bet all these other games, bet all these other teams, at the end of the day, nobody's going to beat Alabama. No way, no how. Not in 2017. Not going to happen. This has been Taco Man Radio, live from the city of the Bay. I am off on my way to Cuba. If I don't come back next week, if I'm not here, it means a plane crash or something crazy happened. But the bottom line is you tune to Taco Man Radio. Live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Taco Man Radio comes to you on Sports Overnight America each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. each on Sunday morning right here on Sports Violin and SB Nation Sports. Want to thank the executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Want to thank my main man, Dominic Jimenez, who had the night off. Zach Attack Young had the night off. All these guys with union contracts get the night off, and I'm working. Taco Man is out here. Peace.